And so whatever we're going through right now, it's going to have some crazy irreparable damage. And one of the things you want to do to avoid irreparable damage to some of the most important things you have as part of your person, I'm talking about your beard now, okay? You need to go to crusadechannel.com/glory, and you need to get the best beard, self-care, male grooming products available. One thing that you want to avoid, speaking of irreparable damage, are split ends on your beard. It can happen, folks. I'm walking, living, breathing proof. I know what I'm talking about when it comes to having a beard. It's not itchy. My face doesn't dandruff. My skin doesn't get oily. Doesn't matter if it's the winter, doesn't matter if it's the summer. This thing acclimates. You got to take care of it. Go to crusadechannel.com/glory. So what's happening right now? Well, there's a purge happening. And what do I mean by that? Well, we started listening to the article yesterday, or reading it, excuse me. Dr. Rob commented on a bit. I want to go near the end of the article here. If you didn't hear yesterday's episode, go to crusadechannel.com/Kennedy. Sign up for the Founders Pass Premium so you can listen. If you're listening for free right now, you're not going to get the whole hour. And just to recap, Jeffrey Tucker, this is, and as a writer, I can tell that this was something that just came out of him. It was like something from a muse. And which is fun to see when you're reading. When you're a writer, it's you kind of know. It's kind of like, you know, you can tell if you're a good golfer when a guy's in the zone that day. It's fun to watch. Something like this with reading or with writing. And he just went on how absurd everything is becoming. You know, we know, those of us who are on the right side of things, we know that this has been illogical, etc. But there's still been, I don't know how to put it. There's been a certain, like even with vaccine passports are so stupid, obviously. But the one thing that they're doing is they're selling the rationale of to the people who believe in the virus hysteria. They're telling them that cases are going to go up unless only people who are vaccinated go to these places. We know that's dumb. But if you're in love with the virus, that makes sense to you. They're doing things now that don't even make sense to anybody, even to the virus lovers. Like this crazy lunatic governor, Coach Hochul, preaching about, you know, being apostles of the vaccine. That's just creepy to people, folks. So he says this is no longer about scientific confusion. He said this is starting to look like a good old-fashioned political purge. He talks about the healthcare workers resigning. That's another thing that's getting people too. A lot of, like, I'm seeing this in the regular left-wing secular papers where they're just saying, like, the shortages are going to be crazy. Yeah, you think? And he goes, the party in power wants to remain in power forever, which is a story as old as time. The virus is the excuse of the day. The trouble is that they have been wrong in so many ways with so many victims that the whole scenario is unspeakable. We've been here before, and the ultimate solution comes down to a choice between two paths for the ruling regime. Admit the wrongdoing or purge those who believe things they should not. I've said many times, there have been various times to do the right thing, i.e., you know, change your mind. Ron DeSantis did it early. Well, first was Kristi Noem and places like Sweden who just, like, didn't do anything. I think South Dakota is the only place that didn't do any. I don't think they had any mandates. Did they even have contact tracing? I don't know. I know Sweden had stayed open, but they did certain things. You know, they said, you know, nothing more than 500 people at, like, a stadium for a bit. And everyone over the age of 70 would work from home. And I think they had university students do their last month or so of classes in that spring semester at home. Like, they did little things, but they didn't shut restaurants. They didn't implement mask mandates. They did very few things. I mean, let's be honest. If you lived in Sweden compared to some of the places, it would have felt like paradise. Florida did go lockdown, but then 3 weeks in, just said, "Nah, this is it. This is over. We're not doing this anymore." That was early on. That was correct. The next time to change tune for people was after that so-called second wave. Was it the second or third wave? Whatever it was, you know, that's what Texas did. The vaccines were rolled out. They did masks through the majority of the cold and flu season, and they said, well, we believe in science, whatever that means. Now we're going to drop the restrictions. That was an that was a smart move politically. Other states obviously followed. Some decided to do it with certain numbers. You know, New York said, you know, we've got certain numbers of vaccinations, so go for it. You know, these are things. These are all the. Well, they're all, it's all stupid, but in the realm of stupid, these were the logical points where you could do one of these things, and people could grab onto it and say, that's logical. You know, yeah, I'm a Corona lover, but 70%, that's good. You know, or whatever. Well, now it's got to the point where they're not even pretending to appease anybody with any sense about anything. And they're not going to admit they're wrong. He said it would appear the latter position, i.e. not admitting that they're wrong and purging people, is the prevailing one. The vaccine mandate has become the tool of choice. Submit or see your job melt away. This is where we are today. And remember, we're not talking about smallpox. We're talking about private companies. Nor are we talking about private companies exercising discretion. We're dealing with here with a virus with a 99.8% survival rate overall, and that's including people who get shot in the head and count as corona cases. George Floyd tested positive for coronavirus. I think George Floyd might be the only person who died with coronavirus but didn't count as a coronavirus statistic. He says, where is the human conscience in all of this? Does it even exist among the ruling class machine? What happened to the old settled concern for civil liberties, scientific inquiry and truth, minority rights, bodily integrity? The political purge of institutions is part of a bigger drive for purity in our society. Some have called it the new Puritanism. The moniker fits. It's all about separating the clean from the unclean, defined by whatever the priority of the moment happens to be, biological, moral, or political. What began as a push for a pathogen-free nation moved to become the stigmatization of the sick and then a push for universal vaccination. Even though none of it makes sense, the jab does not protect well against either infection or spread. This symbolic act of medicinal compliance easily becomes a physical sign of political compliance, the ID card. That then becomes the basis of the reductio ad absurdum, the political purge. An intensification of the mask mandate to become a needle mandate as a means of ferreting out dissidents. Thus, does this mandate fulfill the illiberalism of our current moment in civic life and serve only to consolidate political power in the end? Pure is never pure enough, which is why Biden now says he demands 98% vaccination. And even small children at near zero risk are being roped in. All of this will be as ineffective in achieving its aims as the rest of the virus control strategies. Over time, it only fuels public anger and builds a resistant force and gives rise to new institutions determined to preserve and practice the precious right of human freedom. That's exactly the right way to look at it. It does build resistance. What that's going to manifest itself as, I have no idea. But I keep saying they're either going to start shooting us in the head or they're not. They're either going to go full Soviet or they're not. If they don't go full Soviet, then we're not there. And if we're not there, then we're involved in some sort of weird guerrilla warfare. And at the Brownstone Institute, he actually makes an appeal at the end. And basically, they say they find themselves with a moral obligation that extends far beyond what they plan to do. So I think that they're going to be trying to do some sort of business initiative, et cetera. But this is happening all over the place. It's happening here in Canada, where even failed political candidates that are freedom-minded, they're saying, whatever, I got a network, let's branch out. This is what's happening. We're at the beginning of a long game here. Hopefully, you live in a state that's free, relatively speaking. Hopefully, we don't have some of the major strict restrictions again. But either way, we've got to be prepared for a society that's going to change irreparably.